love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband who is inherently in love with his wife. One quick note of celebration, because in the last few days I've been mentioning things about the issues in reference to slavery, which brought about the conversation about the girls, around 300 girls who were kidnapped again in Nigeria. They've all been freed. And that was a significant note of celebration. And I listened to one or two of the dads, because the government has them, and it's going to take them like a day to get back to their families. But listening to the dads and how they lived for so long, for 4 days or whatever it was, in such stress, and the joy has returned to life. And I wondered about that. What it would be like if after 4 days or almost 9 years, that joy returned to life. Anyway, I went to see Lynn and Gary today. It was very unique. It was the first time I walked there. I didn't have my bag over my shoulder, which is my norm. It was just me. Went straight there and visited for a good hour or more and came back. But I met Lynn's daughter. So it was some pleasantries, some fun, and so forth. It's the thing that's fascinating is these people are rather culturally different. Their lifestyles, what they've been involved in, and what they still pursue, have some issues. And I think about my own family, especially my kids. Why wouldn't they do the same? Because obviously what's set before them is fraud. It's not love. And it concerns me. But on that, and I think what I'll do is I'll actually put the email in the voicemail email. Because to my joy, the conversation has been continuing with my friend Dave. He's the one that prayed for our family as he visited his daughter in Burlington. Because he said as they entered North Carolina, they thought of Dorothy Jane and my kids. But, you know, he's been challenging me on my statement. The Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. And he gives... We were on specific scriptural references, but he's done a little bit of, I think, saying it's my attitude as opposed to what the scripture says. And I think I tried to explain pretty clearly. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I'm foul. It's what does the scripture says? What does the scripture say? I think the response was something that I would suggest shows a maturing as a follower of Christ, something that I would think my wife would find attractive. And I would have hoped, and as an elder in the PCA, so would have Jim Cross. But instead, you know, he doesn't engage me on scripture. Well, he rarely engages on scripture. And when he does, he's twisted. I mean, to be very frank, he has twisted it. And, you know, the depth of study I've done especially of late with the tools at hand. You know, I even talk about, because what Dave did, he gave the Ephesians 5:21 about submit yourselves to one another. And, you know, I can tell you, submit is to literally made of two Greek words that are put together as one, which is to the word under and arrange. That's what the submit means, to put yourself under somebody else. And, you know, there is a difference between submitting to the Lord, submitting to each other, and the wife submitting to the husband, because they're all in that chapter 5. I hope you find what I wrote two aspects. I hope you find that what I wrote is insightful and encouraging, but also I hope you see the depth in what I write, because whereas Jim Cross was elected as an elder, I matured to be one, because it's not an office institution. And, you know, especially as I find somebody like Dave who will challenge me on this, yeah, it's easy. It's become really easy. The places, such as when he did the Ephesians 5:21, I will contend it is a consistent message. Our relationship is direct with the Lord. And, you know, because I talk about, you know, it's something that Chris and I talk about all the time. A command to be hospitable. It's repeated several times. And I remember the blessing it was when my wife and I hosted International Fellowship, as the obvious example. To have people come to your homes from literally all over the world. That was marvelous. And of course, I'm following the Acts 20:20 model, which happened over the weekend in such a fantastic way. And it's interesting, what I'm getting along again, sorry. It's interesting that Sunday when I was walking with Chris, we saw a guy that I'm guessing is older than me. I could be wrong. You know, because as people get basically into their 50s, you know, between 50 and 80, a lot of times it's hard to tell, because some people become old and dilapidated real quickly. Some people stay fairly young, you know, quite late into life. So my guess is this guy was older than me. But he was, as we walked by, he was at a bench and doing, he was standing at about like a 45 degree angle and kind of doing push-ups against the bench. So it was a light duty push-up, because clearly he, you know, I think the implication would be he didn't have the strength to do one, a full one, which, you know, I don't think I do either. But he did it, and that's the important thing. But as we came back by him, which was maybe 5-10 minutes later, he was still there, still doing it. And I just had to stop and talk to him briefly, because many months ago, I saw a guy run. He ran past me, and then he put his feet on. I mean, this guy was 20s and showed himself to be healthy. He put his feet up on the chair, put his arms down, hands down on the ground, and so his feet were way up, and he started doing push-ups. It's kind of like, oh, I'm not like that. But I mean, it was marvelous to see. But in talking to this older gentleman, told him about that, and kind of encouraged him what he's doing, and it was a delight. And the response I got was an appreciation for the encouragement. And that's what I'm striving for. I'm trying to be very much far more of an encourager. Because encouragement, parakaleo, to call near. You see, I've studied these things, and I'm trying to live it. I've also studied marriage, such as I can defend the statement, marriage begins with sex and ends with death. That wouldn't have gone over with my visit today, but that's what the Bible says, and I will back it up, and I have. In my commitment to a lady, as the Marriage Defining Commitment Beyond video set shows, is for the rest of my days. My lady, I love you.